Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lycan. Did you request the fraud department?
Yes. Hello?
Yes. Is this the bank?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Let me get the account pulled up. What's the first and last name for the customer?
His name is Ronald Bazile. That's not what it's under, she said.
Okay, let's see.
Kate looked it up just under the last name, she said.
Okay, let me see. It looks like it's under LeJay Bazile, whoever that is.
J-A-H, she said.
Yes, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, and then verify his address for security purposes.
His is Marsha Drive in Baton Rouge. It's 1427 Marsha, M-A-R-C-I-A Drive, Baton Rouge.
All right, yeah, that's definitely not matching. And this is his MasterCard ending in 2479?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so let's see what we have here. Looks like here we have someone has signed up for Evalair face cream and Evalair eye serum. It has been canceled out. I'm assuming this is someone, whoever that name is, I'm assuming they're the ones that signed up and got the product.
She said it went to Boulder Court in Dallas.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yes.
Not him.
You got that right. Yeah, okay. It looks like she got all her information listed on here. I'm assuming, but the credit card. All right, so what we can do is as long as he has not filed fraud with, you or any other cardholder, we can go ahead and file it with our company.
Yeah. So how does he get his money back? Because I see he's been charged a few times.
Filing the fraud. Like I just said, do you want to file fraud for him?
Yeah. So y'all just, when he files it with y'all, do y'all just give him his money back? How does that work?
Yeah, we file the fraud first. We do a refund. Like I said, as long as once we investigate it, nothing comes back to his information, he should be fine.
Okay. And how long before y'all issue a refund?
Once we have to file it first. Would you like to go ahead and file it?
Yes.
All right, so we can file this as fraud. I do want to make sure you're aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded for a pending investigation. Any false claim or fraudulent charges may result as a fine. As long as you were sure that you or no one in your household placed the order, I'll go ahead and proceed with the fraud claim.
That's fine. I mean, it's not me, but...
Well, yeah, I know, yeah, but yeah, basically, yeah, but you, yeah.
Yeah.
Give me one. All right, give me one second. So what we'll do... as we'll go ahead and refund these charges back to his car. Usually it takes 3 to 5 business days, as long as we're able to put it back on the same card. Give me one second.
And then can you give me the amounts?
Yeah, give me one second. Let me get it done. I'll get that for you. Okay, so it looks like the amount is going to be $92.90. $91.89. And then it's going to be the shipping charge, $7.45. And then $6.70. All right, let me get that notated here. So in case if you or they have to call back, they don't know exactly what happened. Okay. So we got everything notated. Like I said, we have canceled the account. I'm assuming this is probably not the email either. So if you want to write the cancellation number down, you can, because I'm assuming whoever that is, they probably got their email.
Yeah, because is at the C26 Edward Charlie 689.
No.
Okay.
All right. So the cancellation number is going to be for both products. It's going to be C as in Charlie. That's just for cancellation. The number is going to be 98. C as in Charlie. 419-3 D as in Delta 03.
So Charlie 98 Charlie 4193 David 03. Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right. Did you? Okay. You got the cancellation. You got the amounts.
Mm-hmm. You said 3 to 5 business days, correct?
Yes, that is correct. Yes.
All right. And Lakin, do you have a direct number so in case he has any questions, he can reach out to you?
I'll just give you my name, Lakin. Basically, if he wants to call back in or the bank, you just ask to speak. Yeah, we don't have direct lines. You just get the name, and then, like, if you call in, they'll just transfer you to my line.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
All right. You're so welcome. Well, thank you for calling customer support. Have a great rest of your day.
You as well, Lakin.
All right. Thank you. All right. Goodbye.